I'm so happy you decided to join me in Studio C. Today, we will discover how to pray for the miraculous. So share this word with a friend and you will be blessed. Welcome to Glorious Living. I'm Kathy DuPlantis, and it's always a blessing for me to have you join me here in Studio C, and I have Chrissy with me again. We're going to study the Word of God together.
Oh, Pastor Kathy, it's so awesome to be with you. We're talking about miraculous. That word, when I hear the word miraculous, I just get stirred up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God put that on my heart for us to study this, because it is an article in our magazine.
Yes.
It's also taken from my book, because I believe a lot of people today really are interested in that. They want to know, how do they even move in the power of the miraculous?
Yes.
It is available today.
It's available today, and we do. We have so many awesome resources letting you know that it is available today. Like Pastor Kathy said, it's in our magazine. It's also in her book, which I love so much. I've actually read it multiple times, The Power of Prayer. It's just such a great book to have as a resource of faith so that you can stand knowing that your prayers are being heard and that the Lord will work in your benefit.
Amen. And we're just studying on one of the chapters in there, which is about praying for the miraculous.
Yes.
You can pray for a lot of different specific things, and that's what I go through in the book.
So
there is
wonderful
power that's unleashed when you pray in faith and trust God, and we talk about the different types of prayer in that book. But today we're going to focus in on believing for God for the miraculous. Maybe there's something that you need to happen in your life, and you know it's beyond your control. You need a miracle today,
right?
Whether it's a miracle for your healing. Maybe there's a relationship that's been broken apart. You don't know how to put it together. You need the miraculous restoration of that relationship. Maybe financially there's a problem in your life. A lot of people have financial issues,
yes,
and they need to know that we serve a good God that has power available for us to believe Him for the miraculous in so many different ways.
It's so true. And we get testimonies and praise reports from viewers like you all the time talking about how God is doing a mighty work in their lives. I have a glorious story. We always love to share glorious stories here.
Yes.
It's from Penny from YouTube. She says, "Hello, I have a praise report. For the past few months, I've been praying for a new job. I started last Monday and it's been such a blessing. Thank you all who prayed for me." And we do pray with you. We connect with you if you're watching, and we link up our faith with you so that you can see those miraculous events
Amen.
Happen in your life. And just like Penny got her new job, whatever you're believing for, I believe by the end of this program, you'll be strengthened to know that it's coming your way.
You know, God is such a good God, and I've often heard it said that miracles are like a dinner bell. When you ring it, people come running.
Oh, I'm coming running too.
And it reminded
indeed
me of a story. In fact, recently we were at the Believers Convention just a month ago, whatever it was, but we met a person who had been in a service that Jesse had preached in, and there was a great miracle that had happened. And I want to just share on
yes
that, because it was so powerful. Jesse had been preaching. It was, I think, in Alabama, right out of Birmingham, somewhere there. So he was in a church service there, and Jesse was going back and forth, and kept focusing on this one person who was in a wheelchair. It was a paraplegic, I think it was. And so he just kept saying that. At some point, Jesse looked at him and says, "You like this, don't you?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, so he grabbed the guy and he threw him out there, and he stood up and he walked.
Oh,
he walked
wow
all around that room. The whole place erupted. They were just standing to their feet because of this supernatural miracle instantly that was manifested in this young man's life. And so he walked all over that place. And, you know, we love all the things that God has done in the past, but just recently we met someone who was actually in that service,
wow,
and we got to chat with them and talk about it. They said, "I was in that service when that happened."
What a
and it
great
was such
thing
a powerful thing, because Jesse was there for a full week of revival services, and the next night they had cars lined up for about a mile trying to get in the building. Of course, they couldn't get everybody in the building because people are hungry for the miraculous.
They are.
We serve a miraculous God, and He wants to still do miraculous things in our lives.
Yes, He's such a powerful God. When you think about our overwhelming God, which is the cover of the magazine,
yeah,
overwhelmed, but when we focus on how amazing our God is, just how big, how wonderful, how glorious, when we start talking about the goodness of God, that's when things start getting activated. That's when your faith starts getting stirred up, and you can become a miracle for someone else who's going mm-hmm through something. You can start speaking faith into their life. So that's what we're here to do today, to
yeah
show you that this is possible for you, spiritually, physically, financially. financially.
Right. And the reason that all these miracle stories are in the Bible is because God wants you to know that they are possible, mm-hmm. even for you today. They're not just in the past. They're in our present. Yeah. In fact, when Jesus came to the earth, there were a lot of miracles that were in the Old Testament. But when he came to his earthly ministry, people heard that he performed miracles, and multitudes brought their sick mm-hmm. to Jesus to be healed.
Yes.
But Jesus didn't expect the miraculous to stop or come to a standstill when he left the earth.
That's right.
He gave an assignment to us, to you and I. We're supposed to still have those miraculous things flowing through
That's
our life.
Right.
In fact, in John chapter 14, I don't know if I told you to turn there, but John chapter 14, verse 12 gives us these beautiful words for Jesus. Now remember, these are words that he spoke during his last night on earth.
Wow.
He was at the Last Supper with his disciples, and he was telling this to them, but I believe it wasn't just for them, it's for everybody that would read this.
Yes, I agree.
And why don't you read that for us, Chrissy?
I'd love to.
John 14, verse 12.
Yes, it's beautiful. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Wow, greater works than Jesus.
I know, that's a powerful
wow.
promise. It seems impossible. Because he did some pretty great things.
He sure did.
He walked on the water.
He sure did.
Fed the multitudes. Mm-hmm. I mean, thousands, 5,000 men, besides the women and children. So if it's like today, there's more women in church than men. So, you know, probably it was like 20,000.
Come on, men. Come on.
Ate that
yeah.
day. But, I mean, he did the miraculous. And he says, the works that I do, you're going to do them, and you're going to do them even greater. And I believe it's because the Holy Spirit working through each one of us. Jesus was in one physical
yes.
place.
Mm-hmm.
But now that he's gone to the Father, he sends us the gift of this Father, which is
yes.
the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit working through each one of us on different parts of the planet can impact so many people than Jesus did of that day.
Yes.
So technically, in that way, that would be considered a greater work. You know, people look at the miraculous and they only think about maybe someone getting out of a wheelchair,
mm-hmm.
which I just explained, and it happens. People's eyes being opened, blinded eyes. Mm-hmm. We've been in services where a blind man was just sitting in the service. And he told his mom, "I can see that man up there." That was Jesse was preaching at the time. He's got a brown suit on.
Wow.
So he was supernaturally healed. I was in a service where I was serving as an altar worker while Jesse was traveling, preaching. A revival came through our hometown, and they wanted somebody to put a work in altar worker. So, in fact, it was Brother Marvin Gorman, who used to be a pastor
yes.
in the New Orleans area. He came to Houma, where I was living at the time, and I was going to Assembly of God Church, and they wanted some altar workers, so I volunteered. I remember my assignment was when people go up to be prayed for, when they go back, they'll go to this certain area where you will take their testimony, write their name down, and let them tell you what happened to them. Well, I got a man who had been prayed for that had a massive growth on his neck. And I didn't see what he looked like beforehand, but when he started telling me the story, he put his hand toward his neck, and all of a sudden he recognized it, remembered again that it was gone, and he just teared up and was just overwhelmed with the goodness of God, because he was explaining what God had, what had happened
yes.
to him. So miracles are for today. They happen. And we just need to recognize that, especially in these last days,
mm-hmm.
I believe he wants to intensify that.
Yes.
Because miracles are a dinner bell, like I said in the beginning of the program, but it is a sign for the unbeliever that God mm-hmm. does work. In fact, most of the people that I believe that were healed were not even born again
mm-hmm.
when Jesus walked the earth. They
That's
didn't know
so
him.
True.
They hadn't heard the truth
That's
yet.
That's so true.
But he was so compassionate, so merciful. So you don't have to, you come to him in faith believing that he can, because they heard about this miracle
yeah,
worker.
Yeah, that's right.
They didn't know that he was the Son of God. They didn't understand all of that. But God is so willing to touch people's lives and heal them. So he healed them all, the Bible says,
yeah,
over and over again.
I love when we talk about Jesus the healer, when we talk about how he was just so full of grace and mercy when he's walking through those streets and the lady with the issue of blood just said, "If I can only touch the hem of his garment," she had it in her to just get a thread
yeah.
from the fabric of his clothes and I'll be healed.
Yeah, because she heard.
Yes.
She had heard about it. What is the faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So she heard that Jesus healed people. She said, "Well, if he healed them, why can't and he healed me?"
That's right.
And she had suffered like, what was it, 12 years?
Mm-hmm.
And she had spent all her money on doctors, couldn't do it, couldn't help her. And so she just said, "If I just touch him." So when you just, and she touched him with her faith, she did physically touch him, his hem of his garment,
mm-hmm.
and he felt virtue come out of him. And that's when he told the disciples, "Who touched me?"
Mm-hmm.
He said, "There's a whole crowd of people here. Who do you mean who touched
me?" Pick somebody. Yeah, we're all touching you.
But it's the difference,
yes.
touching with faith.
Yes.
And she believed and she got her miracle that day. So this is what's available for us. And so you can pray for the miraculous. You can pray, you can seek God, because he wants to do this for us.
That's That's right. Amen. Oh, I'm getting stirred up, and I know you are too. This is an awesome study.
Well, let's look at another scripture, okay? Let's turn to Mark chapter 16, because Jesus gave supernatural power to his disciples and expected them to use it to bless others. Now, mm-hmm. what is a disciple? A disciple just means one that's taught of the Lord. Mm-hmm. So when you start taught, being, if you think about it in that way, we're all disciples of Jesus.
We're disciples, called to disciple others.
Yeah, this belongs to us. So he taught that all things were possible to everyone that believed, and he made this very clear in his great commission to his church. And that's mm-hmm. in Mark chapter 16. And we're going to read verse 15 through verse 20. Mm-hmm. We'll let Chrissy read that for us.
And he said unto them, go ye into all of the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen.
Hallelujah. Wow. So they had the and you read the book of Acts, they had some signs that were following them mm-hmm. after the Holy Spirit came mm-hmm. upon them, and they started going and doing what Jesus called them to do, because he did not intend for the miraculous to stop. Mm-hmm. He wanted it to continue on and work through us so that we would do the greater work, the same works he did,
yes.
and then even greater.
When I think of those greater works too, I think about all of the things that we utilize here in 2025, how mm-hmm. social media has been such an amazing tool
Definitely.
To get the word out, to have cameras mm-hmm. and to think about what the apostles would think if they saw today, they are seeing it, but having cameras, having aircraft, having all sorts of satellites to proclaim the good news in your personal world, to have social media so you can share what the Lord's placed in your heart to your friends and family from all over the world, how we're connecting with people in Australia,
you can
Kenya.
Make a comment right
yes.
here as part of the table.
Yes. How conference. Awesome is that to know that people are watching from all over the world? That to me is such a greater work that we're proclaiming it using all these tools.
But
that
you know,
the Lord's
it wouldn't have happened
us.
If the disciples wouldn't have obeyed that command,
yeah.
that great commission, which was to go ye.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for this promise to come to pass, they had to do something.
That's right.
They had to go ye.
That's right.
And if they had just sat at home on the couch waiting for the signs and wonders, nothing would have happened. Mm-hmm. You can't just wait for it. You have to step up. But when they went forth in obedience to his word, the Lord was able to work with them and confirm the word with signs following. That's what should happen when the gospel is preached. Mm-hmm. People's lives should be changed.
Yes.
Healings should flow. Whatever the need is, that should be met.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And
Amen.
I believe that God wants that to happen today, because this same principle applies for us. And if we expect God to move miraculous through us, there are three key things that must be at work in our lives. And I want you to just, we're going to study about those today. Number one is we have to believe. Number two, we have to obey. And number three, we need to expect.
Yes.
So we're going to study about all of those, because when we do these three things, there's an atmosphere that's created for the miraculous to flow.
That's so great. I looked at it and it spells out BOE, B-O-E. It's something to kind of think about, because when you get when you read it, you study it, you get these words into your heart, and then you start applying it. That's mm-hmm. when things start changing.
Yeah, it starts with the belief. First of all, we have to believe. We're going to turn to John chapter 6, because the Bible tells us that some people only follow Jesus because of the miracle of the loaves. Bottom line, they just wanted to be, they wanted free food.
Yep.
And the Bible tells us what they asked Jesus that day, and that's in John chapter 6, verse 28. They asked him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? You see, they saw what he had done. Mm-hmm. They wanted to have, instead of going to Kentucky Fried, they wanted to just let it manifest.
Exactly.
In front of them, whatever
exactly.
The food was that they had of that day. They wanted miracles without the miracle worker. They wanted salvation without the Savior. See, Jesus always centered in on the heart issue, which was their unbelief. And that was his answer to them in the next verse. Why don't you read that verse 29, Chrissy?
Yes. It says, Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. And wow, how simple. simple, profound, powerful as that. It's easy.
Yeah, they said, we want to work the works of God. Of course, he knew they meant multiply the food. Mm-hmm. He says, this is the work of God that you believe.
That's right.
Believing is ground zero for everything. You know, but there always seems to be people that miss that the big picture. They focus on what God can do for them and miss out on God.
Exactly. It's all about having that fellowship, that relationship, that closeness with the Lord.
That's right, because Jesus came to the earth that we might know the Father, mm-hmm. the creator of all things.
Yeah, and it hurts me to see a lot of people just looking and searching for something to fill a void that will never be filled without the love of Jesus.
Yeah.
And you can turn on the television, social media, and just see all of these people who are preaching self-help of this, that, and the other, or tactics to do this or to change that, and God's nowhere to be found. But the answer is to believe on him. That's where it all stems from.
That's so true. And the devil always has a mimic. He has an imitation mm-hmm. and a fake. And sometimes people have learned the principles in the Word of God and they've applied them and they've worked for them. They're mm-hmm. prosperous, business tactics, things that they learn, the principles of being generous, and mm-hmm. then it works in the natural way. But you may get all the success in the world, but if you get all of that and you lose your soul, you've lost everything.
You've lost it all.
So you have to keep the right perspective as well. You know, as Jesus said, that the miracle working power of God is released when you believe on him. So you must seek to know God for who he is, not just for what he can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do, it opens the door for the miraculous of God to work in your life.
That's so wonderful.
I love that.
It's so awesome.
Well, let's turn to Matthew chapter 13 as we continue our study. I hope you're enjoying this. If you enjoy this, please let us know what you're commenting on. There may be other scriptures that you've learned that you can share with those that are viewing along with us.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And that's always great. It's interactive. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So if believing on Jesus opens the door to the miraculous, then we know that unbelief will slam it shut. And that's what happened in Jesus' hometown. And we're going to read about this in Matthew chapter 13, verse 54 through 58. You want to read
that
again for us?
Yes, ma'am, I would love to. And when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished and said, whence hath this man has this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary and his brethren James and Jose? It says Jose.
Jose, is it Jose? Spanish
it says
guy
right
in there, huh? Joseph?
Yeah, Joseph. And Simon and Judas and his sisters, are they not with us all? Whence then hath this man all these things? And they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. To me, that's so unbelievable that Jesus couldn't flow
You couldn't believe their unbelief.
I couldn't believe the unbelief. I really couldn't. And because you see, and they were looking at him in his past and his family, and all of that hindered so much that he could have done if they would have just said, you know what, we're not going to look at, this is just Joseph's boy, you know?
Well, this James that they named here didn't believe that he was the son of God. In fact, at some point he says, hey, there's a festival in town. Why don't you go show them who you are?
Exactly.
He ridiculed him back then. But later on, after Jesus' resurrection, James did believe. James became the main leader or the pastor of the church at Jerusalem.
Yep.
And he wrote the book of James, which is a great, great, beautiful book of the Bible. But at the time, they didn't know. Jesus' relatives were astonished by his wisdom and his miraculous power, but they took offense of him.
Mm-hmm.
They dishonored the anointed one, and almost everyone in the town stayed sick because of it.
Wow.
But never let it be said of you that God could do no mighty work because of your unbelief. I just don't want any unbelief in me. And the only way to get unbelief out is to put the Word of God in. And that's what will overcome the doubt of the devil or the lies of the devil.
That's
what
so
I meant
true.
To say.
And it just shows you, you know, Jesus and how people, just like if someone might look at you and say, who is this to talk here? Because they come from this family or this background. But even Jesus had that. He experienced that. He knew what it felt like to have his children doubt him because of his past or what it may have looked like. But I just encourage you that if God puts something in you to carry forth, keep going for it, and I know that your destiny will unfold no matter what people say. The naysayers, they're everywhere, but you got to move past
that.
Yeah,
the miraculous or hinge on the word, first of all, belief. We have to believe that what God said. And when you believe, like you talked about the woman with the issue of blood, she believed.
Yes.
All the different people anybody that's ever received a miracle from God, it's because they believed that he would do it. And the second thing is we must obey. A miracle has been defined as a historic event or a natural phenomenon that violates natural laws and reveals God at the same time. See, from the creation of the world to the resurrection of Jesus, the Bible reveals a God that is not limited to natural ways of doing things. He moves in a much higher realm and can use whosoever He chooses to accomplish His will on the earth today. Mm-hmm. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
So anyone that's ever been used by the miraculous has had to obey His voice. That's step two. First you believe.
Then you obey.
Step two is then you obey. Mary said, "Be it unto me even according to your word," and she opened the door to the miraculous virgin birth of Jesus, Son of God.
What a miracle. And at such a young age,
she obeyed.
Obeying and not knowing what it may look like, but stepping out in faith anyway, knowing that God will do whatever He said.
That's so true. And then again in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus knelt down and prayed and said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." And He opened the door to for mankind to know the miracle of the new birth. Mm-hmm. So that He opened up all of that. But this is obeying. Jesus led by example.
Yes.
He obeyed God.
Yes,
and
He sure
did. And I love the scripture.
Did.
I think it's in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7, how it says how Jesus in the days of His flesh, how He obeyed God. Mm-hmm. And He heard God. He says with strong prayers and perseverance.
Yeah.
And He was heard for God, not because He was the Son of God, but because He feared God. Mm-hmm. So He obeyed God's plan for the earth. In fact, He's the one who, we don't have time to really get into all of this, but before the foundations of the earth, He was crucified. He was the sacrifice, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world.
It's absolutely awesome to think about Jesus and His gift of salvation, which is the ultimate miracle that we all experience that when we get to know when we get to know Jesus.
But you see, He just didn't walk the earth and say, "I'm doing this." He spent time in prayer with God. In fact, there in the Garden of Gethsemane, He was entering into strong prayers and perseverance, praying to God because of what He was about to happen on the cross.
Yes.
He knew He was going to be arrested. And when He was physically beat, He needed supernatural strength to endure that. It wasn't God's plan for Him to be killed while He's being tortured in the back room.
No, He had to
fulfill it. He had to go up on that hill and be crucified before the whole earth. And so this was, so He was entering in because He knew what was ahead. And He was in a physical body. And the Word tells us that He sent angels and strengthened Him. So God has supernatural things that He can bring to pass in your life to strengthen you, whatever thing you're facing today. Jesus faced even greater, and He wants to be our strength today.
Oh, it's so awesome.
And help us move into the miraculous.
Yes, I hope that this is encouraging. It's encouraging me just to read it and to reflect back on how, Jesus, He's just our perfect example of how we can make it through and to walk in obedience, because there might be something that the Lord's telling you to do, and you're ready to take that step, but maybe you have a little hindrance or a little fear. No, be of good cheer. He's overcome the world, and He can help you through whatever He's called you to do so that you can stick with it and obey.
Yes, I'm telling you what, God is a miracle working God. I believe that there are miracles that are going to manifest even today because we're studying this.
I
want us to turn to Acts chapter 26, because I want to talk about a man named Paul who was knocked to the earth when he was a persecutor at first, but then he said, "Lord, what will you have me do?" That was an obedience statement.
Unbelievable.
And it opened the door for the miraculous to flow through his life.
Yes,
and
the
whole life of Paul is so miraculous. This, from his conversion to all the things that God did in his life.
Talk about a switch, right?
Yeah, talk about a total turnaround.
Total turnaround.
Yeah.
It's really awesome to see.
See, Paul never forgot the moment on the Damascus Road when he first heard the voice of God. In an instant, Paul was changed from a persecutor of the church to a persecutor of Satan.
I know. That's really extreme when you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, he went to the other side.
To
the good side, not the dark side, as some would say. Yeah.
Yes, as some say. The book of Acts records his testimony three times. So Paul told King Agrippa about his heavenly vision and his call to preach the gospel in Acts chapter 26. Let's read verse 19 and 20. I want y'all to see this today. Can you read that for
me,
Chrissy?
Yes, ma'am. "I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but shewed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coasts of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works for repentance."
You know, I love the fact that just shows that he was not disobedient. So we have to obey. That's the second step. First, we believe. The second step is obey. Paul obeyed. And I was just thinking about how Jesse and I, when we first answered the call to go into evangelistic ministry back in 1976, Jesse preached his first message. We saw direction on knowing which exactly where did God want us to go. And we were totally committed to the cause of Christ and bursting with a desire to spread the gospel that has so transformed our lives. So we just wanted to be in His perfect will and would have gone anywhere that He commanded. So I was thinking, Lord, where is we? Because He said, go ye.
Yes,
go ye.
He did.
I mean, we knew that to be in His will was to be a perfect peace of protection and power, everything that was necessary. It's because the Word of God says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 17, he who does the will of God and carries out His purposes in His purposes in His life abides, remains forever. So that's a great promise. God wants us to do His will.
Yeah.
And that's why we just wanted to be obedient. So we asked the Lord, where do you want us to go? And He just would say, go ye.
I'm telling you, y'all went ye. They have, y'all have gone so many amazing places, and it's going to be 50 years of ministry.
Next year. 2026, that's correct.
And it's absolutely amazing just to go back and look at all of, I love that we've documented it, most all of it.
The early years, we had no recordings of it, but we have the memory of all that God done, especially in those early years.
And the stories too. I mean, we had
miracle
a boardroom
stories.
Chat that we talked about a story and all of the wonderful wisdom that's been poured forth into both of you and going out into the airwaves everywhere because you obeyed. You took that step and you decided, hey, this is the calling God has for us and we're going to stick with it, no matter what it looked like in the natural. I'm sure there were so many things you had to overcome.
Definitely. When you look back and you think, where was ye? We kept saying, Lord, where do you want us to go? Because we had a lot of different directions we could have gone in. But we trust the Holy Spirit to guide us. And when we started to take a step, and if it was in the wrong direction, we would have that check of the Holy Spirit. No, that's not. Even though it looked like it was the right thing.
Yes.
If God wasn't in it, it may have been a good thing, but it wasn't a God thing.
I love that.
Yeah. And so we followed the Lord in that way. And so we just kept looking and realized that ye was a place of obedience. It was a place of knowing this is what God wants us to do at this moment in this time. We didn't rush ahead of Him or lag behind. We felt like we were just following His direction every step of the way.
Yes.
It was like Abraham. We were taking seeking that city whose builder and maker was God. And so this is what it looks like to walk in a life of the miraculous. So along the way, we saw miracle manifestations of people being healed, but also of financial miracles that God brought to our life, divine provision, supernatural feeding. I remember Jesse telling the story of how, you know, he didn't even have food to eat sometime. I remember that they would starve him when would go out to meetings. At some point, we had a little money, and I had a daycare business, so the money that he would get on the road would usually just pay his travel expense. And so I remember telling him, look, I'm going to give you $50 because I don't want you to starve again. So I remember giving him $50, and I remember I was the bookkeeper too. I wore all the hats. So I said, I want all the receipts when you come back. Well, he went there, and he found himself at this little restaurant. It was like a little fast food place. And there was another man that was sitting there, and Jesse had his $50, and he had bought his sandwich or whatever it was. And whatever he had left, God said, go give it to that young man sitting there. And so he did that. He was obedient to God. And so he went and he brought it to this young man, not knowing that this guy was in the ministry and was so frustrated and disappointed because he wasn't getting his needs met. And so that God, he said, God told me to give you this. It was 40-something dollars, whatever, probably 45 plus, because you can get a burger pretty cheap in those days, I think.
Back in the day. Huh?
Anyway, so he did that, and then the young man cried and said, look, I was in the ministry. I was about ready to give up. This is what I needed to keep me going on. So that was a miracle manifestation for this gentleman.
Yes.
And so that day, Jesse's thinking, oh, what am I going to eat? I got to be out here it was an outdoor meeting. It was like a Jesus festival in the 70s.
Story, yes.
And so he was saying, what am I going to eat? I don't have anything to eat on. God just gave him a piece. Well, he says, I'll just fast. I don't care. So, but God gave him, he tells a story so beautifully. And I think in a message Jesse preached called The Untold Love of the Nameless. Oh, it's so powerful. If you need to go back and look at that on the app, it's so powerful. And so he says, God just sat, he went and he preached. He had this little table area where every speaker would have their product out. I think he had an album, maybe he had his first musical album. He used to sing a lot. And so Benny Hinn was one of the, he was a daytime speaker. Jesse was a nighttime speaker. They had probably like 10 or 12 speakers at that time. It was a Jesus festival. And so he'd just been newly in the ministry, maybe a year or two. And so, but he just, everybody else, all you could get was Sloppy Joe's, even if you had the money to buy it. Mm-hmm. And that's not really a healthy meal to eat anyway. But he would come back to his table at some point, not knowing where it came from. He would have a beautiful hot plate of food with a glass with ice
in it. And the way he explains it, huh? It just makes you, he even talks about the crushed ice.
His favorite ice, crushed ice, so you can crush it because he loves to chew ice. And so he would come back for every meal. He would see that and he'd look around. He wouldn't know who would bring it. He just was enjoying it. Everybody wanted to buy. Nah, you get no, go just get your sloppy joe. This guy gave me this. So he was just enjoying this. And so he, though he didn't have any money, he was able to get the best.
The best.
God blessed him. That was a miracle to him.
It was a blessing.
And so he never knew where it came from until years later. He was at some place and some woman came up to him and said, do you like my food? And he didn't know what she was talking about. You know my food. So it connected. He knew. You're the lady. She said, yeah, I looked out of my, she was in like a motorhome. Mm-hmm. And I guess she had all the food to cook and take care of themselves when they went to the festival. And so she says, yeah, I looked out of my window and God said, told me to feed you.
Come on.
Isn't that wonderful?
Wow,
and
that is
so
miraculous.
He was miraculously, God provided for him at that point, at that day. And that was one of my favorite stories to see how, even though in that day we didn't have a lot to begin with, you just obey God.
Yes.
First you believe him, then you obey him. And you'll see him bring the miraculous to pass in your life.
That's absolutely amazing. That's one of my favorite stories when he shares it all the time. I just think about how good God is and that, you know, Brother Jesse, he didn't really even ask. He just, with the Lord, knew it was a desire of his heart. He was willing to go without food. He obeyed. He was willing to just fast and take whatever came.
Yeah, he obeyed when God said, give your money to that child.
Mm-hmm.
To that child, his God's child who was there, who was about ready to give up.
But didn't because of
that.
Didn't. That's so wonderful.
You know, I believe a lot of people watching today, maybe you're about to give up. Mm-hmm. I want you to realize God has a miracle for you. You don't have to figure it out. Just trust him to guide your every step and he will provide for you. So never give up. Mm-hmm. Keep trusting God and you will see the miraculous come to pass in your own life. Pray and ask God because he's the one who specializes in doing miracles for his children.
So wonderful.
First of all, we're going to finish our little study up really quick, but it's, you know, we first of all, believe is
the
first step. Obey is the second step.
Yes,
we talked about that. And number three, we must expect. Let's turn to Acts chapter 19. Because those that believe in God and obey his voice expect the door to the miraculous to swing open. And they stay focused on the word of God regardless of the impossibility of the situation and refuse to give up. See, Paul considered himself a chief of sinners before he met Jesus, but he did not let it affect his commitment to the call of God in his life. You know, so often we second guess.
That's right.
God must have made a mistake. He must have forgotten what I did before.
Yeah.
He surely can't use me. Paul didn't center in on that. He forgot those things that were behind, the Bible says.
That is miraculous.
And he focused on the things that were ahead of him.
Yes.
Keep going forward. Don't look on your past. God's already forgotten it if you've asked him to forgive
you. That's so good.
And he has a miraculous plan for your life.
I love that.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, so many times we get so hyper-fixated on the mistakes and the shame comes in. Mm-hmm. But that's a tactic of the devil to keep you down. And we say no to that today.
That's right. So Paul, instead of focus on his past mistakes, Paul expected God's plan to be fulfilled in his life. He believed on Jesus and he obeyed the word and expected the miraculous power to flow through him, and it did. In fact, Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and 12 tells us this. Why don't you read that,
Christy? I'd love to, yes. And it says, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought into the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them.
Yeah, this is where a lot of people get the whole prayer cloth concept, where they want us to maybe pray over something. Sometimes we've done that in meetings where we grab like a handkerchief and we just prayed or put anointing all on it. And our faith is not in the cloth, but in the prayer that was prayed because Jesus sent the word and healed them. And the people of that day, there were times where Peter walked through the streets, and the Bible said they were gathered in just that his shadow might fall on him.
Wow.
They had belief in God, and they moved into the place of the miraculous in that day. So miracles are a real thing.
They are.
And people need to stand and expect things to happen in your life.
I agree. I think people, if you're watching today, just know that you have to stay expectant. You can't give up hope. You can't lose hope. And you might be saying, well, you don't know my situation. It's absolutely impossible. No, think about all of these beautiful stories in the Bible, all of the things we've talked about today and what we've read, past stories. Actually, in our magazine, we have a whole section called Glorious Moments, where you can read about miraculous testimonies of people that have been transformed by the power of God and the ministry, and how the Lord has used this ministry to help them get out of debt and just increase, see increase in every situation. And so I just encourage you to keep hold of that faith and be expectant, because it's coming your way. You know, it's just, it's awesome. They even have a program like this where we can talk about being, having a glorious life and living gloriously in His Word.
Yeah, I know you look back on in your life today, you know, you're thinking, I never expected I'd be doing what I'm doing today.
That's right.
But God had a plan. And even though I had never read the Bible before I got born again, God supernaturally touched my life. And that's a miracle.
That
people
is a
forget.
Miracle.
They like I was starting to say earlier, they think of a miracle only as the physical miracle. But the spiritual miracle of the new birth is astounding. And it's an eternal.
So
it's a miracle that never stops.
The greatest.
It gets you into heaven.
Yes, that's right. Eternal life. That's the greatest miracle we can even comprehend. And it's available to you today if you don't know Jesus.
That's so true. And it's so simple to know Him. And maybe you're watching today, if you've never prayed that prayer of salvation, it's so easy. God made it easy so that everybody can do it.
That's right.
And it's He did all the work. All we do is the believing part. We obey Him, and then we expect, like we said, this third thing. So let's just pray this today. If you, maybe you've never prayed this prayer, if you pray from your heart, the Bible tells us that you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that Jesus rose from the dead, you are saved.
Yes.
You believe on Him. So, Father, I thank You for every person that's watching along today with me, with us today, that's studying Your Word together. Lord, if they don't know You, just have them pray this prayer with me today. Father, I come to You in the name of Jesus.
Father, I come to You in the name of Jesus.
I ask You to forgive me of my sins. Write my name in the Lamb's book of life. Lord, I repent of my sins. I turn my back on my old way of life, and I go forward with You. Lord, I ask You to receive me. Write my name in the Lamb's book of life. Lord, I want to live for You forever in heaven. Lord, and I thank You that You're doing a miracle work in my life even now.
Yes.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Ooh,
amen.
Welcome to the family.
Amen.
That's so good. That's the miraculous right there. And let us know if you prayed that prayer. Comment below, or you can email us or connect with our partner care team and let us know that you made that decision to follow Jesus. And I love when we sing that song, I've decided to follow Jesus.
Yeah,
no turning
song.
Back. And
no
so what an honor to be a part of a program that talks about Jesus and the importance about praying for the miraculous. It's so, so important
that
we stick with it.
Yeah, your whole miraculous life begins when you pray that prayer, and then it opens the door for all the other prayers. What other miracles do you need in your life? You need to be healed? God has a plan for that. He says He healed all those that came to Him. He is the Lord thy God that healeth thee. He takes away all diseases, and so you just trust Him. You come to Him like the woman with the issue of blood that we talked about earlier. If you need a financial miracle, maybe you're in debt. Jesus said, give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, men will give unto your bosom. That's the words of Jesus.
That's right. It's important. It's written in red, y'all. Read it. That's good.
But He has a plan no matter what it is. Some people have are tormented even in their mind. God can give us the spirit of sound, renew our mind to the Word of God and give us a peace that passes all understanding. So when we come to Him, it opens the door to miraculous. It starts with a new birth. But then there's no limit to what God can do.
It's so good. I know I feel just so filled with the presence of God, even studying this today and just knowing that whatever I'm believing for, it's already done in the name of Jesus.
I know. I love that. You know, Paul persevered to finish the race that was set before him. And we need to do that.
Yes,
there's a race that God has put before us, and we're every day after doing, following God's heart, doing what He's calling us to do. And the work that we're doing here at JDM, at the ministry is impacting lives all over the
it
world.
Sure,
you know, we're fast approaching, I think it's almost 1.8 million followers on
all
our platforms.
Absolutely amazing.
That's just followers, not counting all the people that actually watch and maybe don't follow, but they're regularly engaged.
It's unbelievable.
Because our engagements are, I don't know, it's 102 million
since
we started keeping track of
that's miraculous.
Yeah.
When you think about all of the people being impacted from all over the world, tuning in, it stirs us up to keep going, keep moving forward.
Yeah, and I love hearing the testimonies. I love hearing your stories, your comments, how God has impacted your life through this ministry. And, you know, we've been impacted by so many others that have gone before us. Right. And each one that we're communicating to today, they have a responsibility to keep carrying that torch.
That's right.
Carrying the torch of Christianity, the gospel message, the message that miracles are for today. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's impossible
when we look at him. I'm all stirred up. This is great.
Are you overwhelmed yet?
I'm overwhelmed in a good way. I love it so much. I love it so much. You know, it's available for us all. It's available for you and for me. This is great. Yes,
amen. And also, at the end of his life to God, Paul could confidently say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. That's what he said, those last words.
That's right. And what a beautiful example to go from a persecutor of Christians to being the top dog, if you ask me. What a beautiful example that we have in him to look at, that no matter what you've done, God can do miracles through you. He will.
That's right. He's still looking for those that will believe, obey, and expect the impossible.
Well, this has just been amazing, Pastor Kathy. Yes, I love every bit of it.
Yes.
Studying with you, learning the Word of God. And if you haven't already, please consider getting Pastor Kathy's book, The Power of Prayer. This is from chapter 6. It's also in our magazine that you can read. Just so much wonderful things that you can learn.
You can get the magazine physical copy, but you can look on our app and read it after this program, if you'd like.
Exactly. Yes, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, well, thank you for being with us today. Chrissy and I have enjoyed studying with you. We went a little longer than we usually do, but it's been great.
No, it was filled with just so much rich knowledge of the Word of God, and there's so much more. I would consider, if you watched it, rewatch it again, take those notes and really just get enveloped in His love, because it's just a good place to stay.
That's right, and expect a miraculous to flow in your life today.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, well, thanks for being here.
I love it, Pastor
Kathy.
Do it again. Let's do it again. It's going to be fun.
And I hope that you'll be with me again next week right here in Studio C for another great, glorious living. God bless you.